Congressman Raul Grijalva received a letter from Arizona Attorney General Terry Goddard last week. In the letter, Goddard asked Grijalva to withdraw his support for an economic boycott. Grijalva has called for a limited boycott in response to the state's new immigration law. Here's Congressman Grijalva, interviewed on Friday's Arizona Illustrated, responding to Goddard's letter.
My good friend is missing the target. I think he has to also point the finger at his probable competitor, the governor, and at the legislature that he'll be working with if he's governor. Part of the reason we're in the mess we're in is because of that particular law.
Goddard, also interviewed Friday in Tucson, says his letter to Grijalva was cordial but firm. In it, he wrote a politician shouldn't be leading the charge for a boycott of their own state. But Goddard also says he struck a conciliatory note in the letter.
You know, I know he means to do the right thing, and I'm still hopeful that I can talk to him constructively about working together, about making Arizona truly a beacon for tolerance and civil rights as opposed to the reputation we have today.
Goddard says he's already received signals that Grijalva is moderating his call for a boycott.
And he also was very supportive of a number of artists, musicians coming into southern Arizona. And obviously that would be inconsistent with a boycott.
Goddard is referring to a meeting Grijalva had last week with a group of artists and businesses opposed to the state's immigration law. Grijalva says throwing his support behind such groups is a way to keep a boycott from affecting people who oppose SB 1070.
The issue that the musicians made was really good, that we need to carve out a point and a venue where people that are not only opposed to 1070 but are actively doing something to educate and register people, that those venues not be closed off.
You can see the entire interview with Congressman Raul Grijalva at ondemand.azpm.org. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.